This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. The Missouri Gaming Commission has a new chairman. Today, Governor Jay Nixon picked Barrett Hatches to take over for James Mathewson, who stepped down as chairman at the end of May. The Missouri Gaming Commission regulates casinos in the state. Hatches has served on the commission since 2010. He's the former president and CEO of Northern Indiana Public Service Company and of NSTAR Natural Gas in Alaska. Truman State University's non-discrimination policy might be changed to include sexual orientation. The Academic and Student Affairs Committee of the Truman State Board of Governors has voted 2-1 to bring the issue of adding sexual orientation to the policy in front of the full board. Truman State General Counsel Warren Wells says students and faculty governments have passed resolutions about the issue and want the Board of Governors to address it. Changes to other parts of the policy are also being considered. Wells says the language of the policy will be updated to make sure all of the policies follow the legal requirements.
So it's just time to do some updating and look at it in terms of what people are doing now and how we can make our policy more clear and easier to understand and follow.
Non-discrimination policies based on sexual orientation are not required by federal or Missouri laws, but Wells says the policy would make sexual orientation a protected class by Truman State standards. The Board of Governors is expected to hear the idea and discuss the change at its August 4th meeting. Restoring the Bird's Point New Madrid levee to its original height may take a little more time. A bid protest halted construction at the Southeast Missouri levee. A&M Engineering and Environmental Services from Tulsa, Oklahoma, protested the type of contract the Army Corps of Engineers awarded to rebuild the levee. A&M also challenged the government's evaluation of their proposal. Army Corps of Engineers officials will review the bid process to determine the merits of the protest. Army Corps of Engineers spokesperson Jim Pogue says there is no timetable to resume construction.
Each day that we have a stop work, in effect, is a day that puts us behind. So we're very hopeful that we can get this resolved quickly and get back to work because we want to get the levee fully restored just as quickly as possible.
Young's General Contracting from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, won the $2.4 million bid to rebuild the upper crevasse to 55 feet. The protest only delays work at the floodway. It has no impact on Army Corps work in Cairo, Illinois, or Fulton County, Kentucky. The Missouri Supreme Court says two candidates for state legislature can be on this year's ballot. Today, the court rejected legal challenges over whether Democrats Jamila Nasheed and Sylvester Taylor met residency requirements for redrawn districts. Districts for the Missouri legislature were redrawn after the 2010 census. The ruling came in two similar cases involving a state Senate campaign and state House race in the St. Louis area. Nasheed and Taylor are seeking to run for a legislative seat where they do not currently live, but that now includes part of their home districts. That ruling directly affects only two campaigns, but the issue had threatened to cause uncertainty in other state legislature races. The primary election is August 7th. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.